Prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
Football is a game powered by testosterone. Men's football is the biggest and more lucrative part of the sport, and football administration across the world, at football clubs and football federations, and at FIFA are run predominantly by men. So it was nothing short of a massive shock in June 2016 when 54-year-old Senegalese diplomat Fatma Samba Diouf Samoura assumed the role of FIFA Secretary General, responsible for overseeing commercial and the operational side of the organization, and becoming the first female Secretary General in the history of FIFA. After 21 years working with the United Nations and seemingly no background in sports administration, Samoura is regarded as a football neophyte. But all are in agreement that FIFA is desperately in need of change and needs to be more inclusive. And after 1 year in office, Fatma Samoura is gradually winning over her critics. Today on the show, we'll be looking at FIFA's first female Secretary General, Fatma Samoura, after her 1 year in office. My name is Tunde Kweki. We'll take a quick break and we will return with the rest of the show. Fatma Samoura is not only the first African and non-European, but also the first woman to hold the post of FIFA Secretary General. She's responsible for the commercial and operational side of FIFA and is leading the charge for greater equality and inclusiveness at the body. When she was appointed, she spoke to international sports journalist Osaso Bayuana about why she's the right woman for the job.
This is Sports Planet.
During my last years, I was going from one storm to the next storm. I've covered almost all the emergency situation in the world, including Afghanistan, Liberia, Sierra Leone, East Timor, Kosovo, and more recently Nigeria. So I think that these 20 years of experience have prepared me also to deal with complex situation. Yes, I'm fully aware of the magnitude of the challenges that I will be facing in this very moment within FIFA, and we have already started the new administration under the leadership of the president of FIFA to really undertake massive reforms. And my message is saying, now that you have a president that is strongly committed to change and who is also here to implement an ambitious program of reform, we need all your support. So to me, this interview offers me also an opportunity to tell the billions of the fans of football that FIFA is really a new FIFA.
You would accept and you would realize that there is not exactly a great gender balance in football. It took over 100 years for a woman to be appointed to the executive committee, and your background in football made many people to say, Fatma Samoura has been appointed as the Secretary General of FIFA? Who is Fatma Samoura? What is her background in football? What would you say to people who have said those things?
Well, from my side, I've seen a lot of excitement from all the fans across the Six Confederations. Really, I think that my background equipped me also to be injecting more diversity and to make FIFA a more sustainable, let's say, institution. I don't think that I've been asked to be a referee, though sometimes I'm playing also the role of the referee, and I'm also married with a former football player for 28 years, who's also being a good advisor to me on a daily basis. But more importantly, I have many friends among football players. Cheikh Sett, the former goalkeeper of the Senegal national team, and I, we were in the same class, and we are still really having day-to-day relations over the phone. Roger Miller, I served in Cameroon a few years back. We are still in touch. And we have many other football players and the legends especially who are still in daily contact with me. But more importantly, I have a deputy secretary general who is also a former middle fielder in the name of Boban, and who used also to make the good days of AC Milano. So yes, I'm not a football player, but I do have a solid and historical relationship with football through my husband, through my brothers, through my uncles from my mother's side, and through my friends. So this represent a good pot of resources that can really support me in undertaking my job.
Tell me, what's your favorite football team? What are some of your pleasurable football moments before you got this job?
Well, I'm not going to disclose my favorite football team for good reasons, but I can tell you that when I was a child, I was a great fan of Karl-Heinz Rummenigge from Bayern of Munich. And my mom and I, we used really to love him. He was a good-looking man, and he's still a good-looking man, but I know that my brother and my father hate him just because my mother and I, we supported him. And when I grew up, I was also a great supporter of Juve, because I happened to live in Rome and in Italy for 5 years. And I also supported Barcelona because of, I spent part of my youth in Spain. But the most fascinating moment of my life with regard to the game was really when Senegal beat France in Seoul.
2002?
2000, yes, in 2002 in Seoul.
Where were you then?
I was in Djibouti, and I had invited all the Senegalese teachers who were teaching French, English, Spanish, and mathematics in Djibouti. And when we score against France, I just had the impression that my house was falling apart. So that was really one of my best memories in football. I have many other great moments. I watched several times the World Cup in Mexico with Pelé in 1970. I'm sure you are not born yet. So people who think that I don't have a knowledge of background, I don't think many of them remember that great team with Pelé, Testão and Jorginho. I do remember.
That was FIFA Secretary General Fatma Samoura.
Sports Planet will be right back. Stay tuned.
And that is all we have for you on today's episode of Sports Planet. You can send me all your sports views, questions, and comments on Twitter, or just follow me at Babatunde Koiki. And for more sports stories from all across the world, please visit www.completesportsnigeria.com, and you can click on the Sports Planet button on the website to listen to this episode or previous episodes of the show from our podcast archives. Before we go, let's tell you that on the 4th of December 1912, boxing's middleweight title holder Billy Papke defended his belt against local favorite Georges Bernard in Paris, France. The first 6 rounds of the scheduled 20-round contest proceeded evenly and uneventfully, but when Bernard returned to his corner, he promptly fell asleep. His cornermen couldn't revive him in time to begin the 7th round, and Papke was declared the TKO winner via corner retirement. Bernard claimed afterwards that he was drugged, and I'm tempted to believe him. Imagine falling asleep in the middle of a world title fight. On behalf of the production crew here in our studios, my name is Tunde Koiki, wishing you all a fabulous evening and assuring you
that the planet is listening.
Welcome to the planet.